Our Youth Expression Showcase is made possible with support from the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency whose grants are administered locally by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council and PNC Bank, as well as the Grable Foundation. And today we're going to lead off with somebody who's playing an instrument you don't often get a chance to hear solo during our Youth Expression Showcase, at least. And her name is Natalie Bame, and she is going to be playing bass clarinet. We'll talk a little bit about her and some honors that she recently has received, but let's listen to her first song. Here is Natalie Bame. Fun to listen to. And Natalie doesn't have two clarinets. Ben joined her. Her instructor is part of a duet there. Natalie, how old are you?
I'm 12.
And you're in seventh grade now. Where do you go to school?
Kinsburg Middle School.
And do you want to send a shout out or say hello to anybody?
Yes, I want to give a shout out to the Kinsburg Middle School Symphonic and Concert Band. They're a great band. And Mr. Rush, my band director, and Mr. Schrader, our assistant band director.
Well, I'm sure they're listening. And by the way, if you want to text us a message, 412-200-5975 is how you can do that. And we'll pass along your comments to Natalie, 412-200-5975. So how did you come to play bass clarinet? It's a different instrument that you don't see very often. Did you start at clarinet or flute?
I started with clarinet in fourth grade, and there was a lot of clarinets in seventh grade, so I'm in seventh grade now, so I decided to try something new, and I wanted to try bass clarinet, so it was something different, and now I'm playing bass clarinet.
I know from having friends that play clarinet that handling the reed is often really tough, right? Is that at least one of the you have to sort of make sure it's conditioned in a certain way?
Yeah, you have to put it on right, like just right, but not that hard.
What do you think is the hardest part of learning?
high notes.
Hmm. Ah, and why is that?
Because you can't always get them out.
Do they come out bad sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. You just have to get, you have to have your mouth positioned right and everything.
Now, Natalie is a student at David's Music House. Ben is her teacher, one of the people who's guiding her learning musically. And you got a special distinction. What was it? Or Ben, you can tell us about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're all like very pleased and honored. Natalie actually won our practice challenge. We encourage students to log their practice hours, actually minutes, over an 8-week period. And Natalie recorded over 4,000 minutes in that period. Just a comparison, the person who got in second place, I think, got like 2,500. So she won by a huge margin. And the amount of work and the dedication of her work has really paid off. Her tone, her ability on these high notes, it's really remarkable for a seventh grader and just any bass clarinet player, really. So we're, as a teacher, I'm really proud of her. And as a music studio, where David's Music House is really, pleased and proud to have Natalie with us.
Over what period of time were those minutes logged?
I think from I guess it concluded right around Christmas. So 8 weeks before, the 2 months before. So I guess from September 25th through December 25th.
I mean, that's almost 3 days. If you just practice for 3 straight days, that's about how much time that would be. That's amazing that you put, I think I'm doing my math right. 3 straight days would be about 7,000 minutes, and you almost had that many. That's incredible. What's your secret to keeping at it?
Well, so I practice at least 2 hours every day. I practice something new every day. And if I get bored of practicing it, I practice the,
scales or exercises?
No, I do the, what's those notes? The articulations.
Articulations, yeah.
What are those?
They're like, when you get louder, they're like,
Accents
and stuff and slurs and tongues and everything else.
Sounds like you really like your instrument.
I do.
Let's hear another song. We'll talk again some more, but what would you like to play next?
We're going to play Into the Storm by Robert W. Smith.
Here again is Natalie Baim. That's Natalie Baim. You just had a text from somebody who didn't sign their name, but this person said, "She sounds great. Good job." I could tell you what their phone number ends in, but maybe that person will text me back and tell me who they are. Oh, somebody out there listening?
It's probably her.
Who's out there in the audience that you know?
I got my mom, my sister Sadie, my brother Corey. And they're both little. They're both younger than me. I got my grandma and my aunt Ronnie.
I'm so glad you brought everybody. And yeah. A lot of people can hear you in Washington County today, too. Have you thought about what you would like to be when you get older? You're only in seventh grade, I know, but...
Yeah, well, last year we did, like, this thing, like, when, like, you had to, like, pick your job or whatever. So I really didn't know what I wanted to be until then. So, like, I like being a musician, but, like, it's kind of like a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I grow up, I think I want to help people. So I want to be either in the medical field or a scientist or something. And, like, an engineer because I'm really good at math, or a scientist or something like that.
Sounds like you could be pretty much whatever you want to be. There's a field called music therapy where you help people by playing music and working with them. I could see that being something for you too. I'm glad you're proud of your band. Did you have a winter concert this year?
Yeah, we did. We already did. So
how'd it go?
It went good.
Good.
We had a lot of good compliments and stuff.
Oh, that's great. You're such an accomplished player. Have you ever thought of playing with smaller groups, like a jazz group or a rock band?
Yeah.
Ben's nodding his head.
We're getting there. I think that idea is slowly being filled, suggested into her consciousness.
Yeah, because I think you'd be good to collaborate with other people. You've got one more song to go. It's our last chance to talk. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Yes. So my symphonic band for school, we're going to Niagara Falls this year, and we're going for, Superior. We're hoping to get another Superior this year. So,
have you been there yet?
No, I've never been to Niagara Falls, so I'm really excited to go.
And what's great is I heard you say we are going for Superior again.
Yes, we are.
And even though this is your first year
in the band,
you're part of it already and part of the history. And that's the sign of a good band when there's history and legacy and you immediately feel part of it. That's great.
Last year we beat the Bethel Park 9th graders. And we're only 7th and 8th graders, so that was big accomplishment for our band.
That's terrific. So, this is Natalie Baim, and what are you going to play to finish up?
We're going to play Akuma Datata.
Okay,
Elton John.
Yeah. You may know the song from the Lion King soundtrack.
Beautifully done. I hope you'll come back again sometime. It would be great to hear you again. Thank you, Natalie.
You're welcome.
And Ben, anything else you wanted to add at all?
Just thanks so much for having us, and thanks, CLB Radio. Really appreciate giving Natalie the opportunity to be on the air.
That's a pleasure, and thanks to our friends at David's Music House.